So turn around if you're...
It is just about 7:45 here on 2SER Breakfast. You're with Mitch. With the July election on the horizon, are you enrolled to vote? According to the Australian Electoral Commission, there's about 950,000, so almost a million of us missing from the electoral roll. As always, it's young people absent from the ledgers, with up to half of all 18-year-olds not enrolled to vote. It's not hard to see why young people don't feel particularly represented by our politicians. But what difference does the missing million make? To find out more, we've got Luke Mancillo, PhD candidate in political science at the University of Sydney, on the line. Good morning, Luke. How are you doing?
Morning, I'm well, thanks.
So many people might think otherwise, especially young people, but do our votes count?
Yes, they do count. They count a lot. especially when you've got an election like this year, which is going to be very close.
Yeah, so the current polls, and you are doing a lot of work with polls, have the two parties basically neck and neck. Do you sort of see it continuing that way, or will one party pull out ahead, do you think, in the near future?
They could very well. I'm not particularly keen on, you know, gazing into my crystal ball, but there could very well be some movement. Elections can throw up all sorts of things, and you know, the voters do respond when things go a little bit awry or things are quite fantastic.
Yes, let's talk about young people for a moment. So how different do you think the polls would look if that extra 950,000 votes were sort of taken into consideration for people under 20?
Well, firstly and foremostly, people under the age of 20 rarely vote for the coalition. It's one of the best predictors for that. When you model voting, well, who's going to vote for which party? And because there is such a significant number of people who are missing in each of the electorates, because of such a tight election this year, there is a real chance that there would be a slight nudging towards the more Labor side of things.
There is a bit of a process to get enrolled. So why aren't we enrolled automatically? Do you think it should be some kind of process that happens automatically?
Well, there is a process that happens automatically. It's just different in different places. It's a little bit complicated. So if you own a passport, you are automatically enrolled because the Australian Electoral Commission has data sharing arrangements with the Department of Human Services, Department of Foreign Affairs, Trade, Immigration, the Tax Office, and various state license agencies. So if you have a driver's license, if you have a passport, if you pay tax, you're more than likely to find yourself on the Electoral Commission's radar to be automatically enrolled or notified of that. But the problem generally is that not everyone goes overseas, not everyone pays tax, especially younger people who've just, you know, say finished their just HSC or getting into uni. And if they do move out of home, they're quite unlikely to take out things like putting their name on the bill for gas, electricity, water, etc. Or paying it in their name. So they become sort of unlisted because they're very difficult to find. There's not much of a trace of them. They're mobile. They could show up anywhere.
They're off the grid.
They're off the grid. That's it.
A lot of young people don't feel represented by the two major parties. So do you think it's their responsibility to step up and take an interest, or is it a problem with the system that kind of leaves our youngest voters sort of locked out of, I guess, this democratic right of theirs?
Mm-hmm. There's two parts to that. So parties have a natural motive, and that's to get elected, just full stop. Parties want to get elected.
Mm-hmm.
So parties have to look at who is going to elect them. And if there's no young people there to elect them, why would you pay any attention to young people's concerns? It's a matter of... the theory is called the median voter theory. So sort of in a way, if you think of, you know, selling ice creams at on a beach, if you have lots and lots of people all on a beach, parties seek to put themselves in positions that are most accommodating to get the most customers. So you'll find as close to election comes, the parties will get closer and closer together. So you have the coalition on the right, Labour on the left, and everyone that's way, way, way on the right will have to go to the coalition, walk very far down the beach to get an ice cream, and likewise, the Labour Party.
Uh-huh.
Now, you could very well say that, well, you've got the Greens, but or you've got the Christian Democrats or what have you. Well, it's true they do put up candidates, but in our institutional setup, so we have ballots where you are required to mark a preference for the big party on the left and the big party on the right. So at some stage, you must mark either the Liberal or Labour Party to have a valid vote. And for that reason, preferences for those two parties are quite central to the concerns of the people who want to get into the lodge, who want to get into the government. And after all, that's where real power is. If you can control legislation, bills going through, if you have the capacity to say we're going to war or not, it's a very different proposition to protest politics in the Senate or anything to that effect. So if you really want to, if you want to have your concerns addressed, you should be on the electoral roll, because otherwise, how can anyone facilitate your needs?
Yeah, it's a great point to finish on, Luke. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
No, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. That is Luke Mancillo from Sydney University talking to us about why, I guess, young people feel disillusioned with politics in this country and why there's almost a million of eligible voters not enrolled. Something that needs to be addressed, especially if you want to be a part of this upcoming election. And in Australia, you do have to vote. 8 p.m. on May 23rd, which is Monday week, is the cutoff to enroll. So make sure if you're a young person and you've just finished school and you haven't done a lot of the things that Luke told us that places you automatically on the list, make sure you check out the AEC website by 8 p.m. on May 23rd.